Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to another Bo Daniels podcast. Here's a throwback when Michelle and I did a show together. We're talking about regretted kisses, including some that we've had. Michelle, I want to ask you this. Has there ever been a kiss you wish you never gave?
To another person?
Yeah. No, not to a dog.
No, I've thoroughly enjoyed all my kisses. I'm glad I gave all the kisses I've given.
What? There's no kiss that you regret?
Not one. Nope. Nope. When I kiss it, when I kiss, I
when I kiss it.
When I kiss, I mean it.
Wow.
You?
I thought everybody would have one.
Do you have?
Of course. I mean, really? I can think of a psycho listener. It was, I met that person. She seemed so sweet and nice and gave her a nice, you know, like proper kiss, you know, whatever. And
a proper kiss.
Well, I don't know how to describe it. Anyway, she started showing up next to my car when I got off of work every day. And it was like, okay,
creepy.
Please don't anymore. And
maybe I haven't been kissing right then. I haven't had any stalkers wanting more.
Oh, gosh. Don't even put that out there. Oh, my gosh. All right. All right. Let me ask you, the listener. Has there ever been a kiss you wish you never gave? That kiss you regret?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
I gave a kiss to my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law.
That I regretted.
Were you single at the time?
No.
Oh, okay. Did it lead to something else?
No, thank God. Kind of like, yeah, whatever. It happened and whatever.
It wasn't a greeting pic. It kind of crossed the line.
It crossed the line, but then after it was just like, oh, no, we know we did something. Not so good.
All right. Thank you for putting it out there. Calls are coming in about kiss regrets. You ever give one that you wish you never did?
Oh, yeah. I would say it'd be Cindy. Oh, man. I kissed her.
How'd you know her?
My best friend's wife.
Oh, you crossed the line with her?
Yeah, we crossed the line way out of line of that.
There's some bro code involved with that.
Yeah, I know there was.
And you regret it?
Yeah, in the long run, you know I do, brother.
She returned that same type of kiss?
Oh, she did in more ways than one.
Okay. There's always that regretted kiss. You got one?
Yes, I do.
What happened?
I'd say about 15 years ago, I went down to a club, and Jenna Jameson was performing when she first came out, and she gave me a big sloppy kiss, and I regret that big time.
Okay,
everybody,
STD alert.
Everybody made fun of me after that one because she did so many movies before that.
Yeah, you didn't know, huh? Okay. Oh, my gosh. Many regrets in that one. Have you ever had a kiss regret?
Yes, I have. Back in the day. Spin the bottle. Yuck.
Why? That was a fun game.
Oh, because some of the guys were like dorks.
Dorks?
But when the bottle spun and you came to them, you had no choice.
But it's okay. I mean, sometimes it's good to kiss a dork. They're the ones that usually wind up making money.
Well, I don't know because I'm not in, I don't have friends with them anymore.
Okay.
So I don't really know.
All right. Didn't pay off. Have you ever had a kiss regret?
Yes.
Tell me about it.
It was myself with a lady friend. I went in to give her a hug, and she turned her head, and inadvertently I wound up kissing her, and it made everything very uncomfortable.
Was it because of her turning her head, or was it because of your response?
It's because she turned her head, and I wound up kissing her instead of just giving her a hug.
But you could have made that a little peck kiss.
No.
You didn't.
No,
okay. That was kind of like an involuntary reaction.
Yeah, and it's still uncomfortable. I see this person regularly.
Well, do you give her hugs now?
No, we're just, you know, no.
Give her the pageant wave. Okay.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.